Canada is the latest country to close its airspace to all the Boeing 737 MAX jets. That includes models 8 and 9. The MAX 8 was involved in the Ethiopian Airlines crash over the weekend and a Lion Air crash last year. But the planes continue to fly in the United States. Joining us now is NPR's David Shaper. And David, first, what do you make of the news from the Canadian Transport Minister who cited new information? Do we know what that information is?
Well, yeah, it appears Canada was one of the last holdouts with the U.S. in refusing to ground the Boeing 737 MAX planes. And the new information appears to be some satellite data that was referenced in some reports. That's not totally conclusive, but there was also a statement by a spokesman for Ethiopian Airlines today as they continue to participate in the investigation of that crash Sunday that suggested that the pilots struggled to maintain control of the plane, that there were no external factors like a bird strike or something like that that was affecting the plane. And that's similar to what appears to have happened in that Lion Air crash back in October. So that information appears to be what's prodding the Canadian Transport Ministry to ban these planes from the airspace. And that's a big deal because that's our northern border. We share airspace with them. So it's possible that some U.S. flights or flights into Canada from the U.S. could be affected.
Does that increase the pressure on the U.S. to follow suit, even by virtue of the geography?
I think it does because we had been an island, and again, we share a border, so we're cut off a little bit. But the FAA has been insisting all along that these planes are safe and that they've had no information showing any sort of systemic performance issues. And in a statement last night, they said there's no basis to order the grounding of this aircraft yet, and they haven't seen any other country provide data that would warrant such an action. We'll have to see if that posture now changes.
So NPR has learned that a number of U.S. pilots who fly the Boeing 737 MAX planes have complained about the planes in a federal database. A couple have reported the automated system pushing the plane's nose down. They were able to eventually right the plane. But this problem may be more widespread than we know. And apparently Boeing is working on a fix for the software, believed to be a factor in the Lion Air crash, and potentially this one as well. As you said, we don't know for sure. Mm-hmm. Wasn't it part of the issue, though, that the pilots were not told about the software?
Right. Well, one thing that pilots complained about right after the Lion Air crash is that they were not made aware of this new automated flight control system that essentially takes over if a sensor thinks that the plane is about to go into a stall, meaning it's pitched too high and might stall, and then it'll point the nose down. Now, what appears to may have happened with that Lion Air jet is that there is a faulty sensor giving erroneous information and acting on that. That's why the system pointed the plane down. But if pilots don't know about it and don't know what's happening, It could catch them off guard. They may not have the tools or the training to right the aircraft. And that appears to have happened a couple of times, but the pilots report being able to regain control by switching off the system. It's really kind of complicated because, you know, a lot of pilots are saying right now, those for Southwest and American Airlines, that they still have confidence, even after the Canadian government's action here today, in this aircraft and flying it, that they now have the information and training that they need to keep this plane flying safe.
NPR's David Shaper speaking with us. Thank you very much, David.
My pleasure, Lisa.